This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, December 5th. Well, wheat markets last week under quite a bit of pressure along with corn. For the week, we had Kansas City down 42 on the March contract, Minneapolis down 29, Chicago down 26, corn down 25, soybeans were up 2. So we saw a lot of pressure in wheat and corn. You know, most of that comes from just huge competition in the export market and the U.S. just not being able to be competitive. Even with the dollar that has declined significantly over the last couple months, exports here in the U.S. really continue just to falter. We did see wheat numbers pick up for a couple weeks, but last week again, we saw another very poor performance. We're seeing Russia dominate world trade. It looks like for the month of November, their exports are about double of what they were a year ago. So that just speaks to their ability to export. The buyer base is there for their product and the amount of wheat that they have to move. And of course, they're going to want to move it as quickly as possible before cold weather sets in and freezes over some of their shallow water ports. But also, you know, they need the money. They're not able to move much crude oil. Fertilizer, of course, has been sanctioned. And, you know, yeah, they're able to move grains, but it's slow. Getting ships approved and getting ships in and out of the Bosphorus Strait is extremely slow. So they need the cash. And they're going to, again, you know, try to move as much as possible. It's interesting to note, though, even with that, they've been able to maintain their price structure pretty steady throughout the fall. And in fact, even while other world markets have declined and started to become more competitive with Russia, Russia's prices have held firm. Let's take a quick look at what the cash FOB offers are around the world. We've got at the U.S., the U.S. Gulf, soft red winter wheat, $335 a ton. That was down 15 from the week prior. Hard red winter wheat at the Gulf at $390 a ton was down 25. In Ukraine, $285 a ton offered, that is unchanged. Russia, $315, also unchanged. France was down 2 at $335. Argentina, unchanged at $380. So the U.S. obviously taking a pretty big hit. We're still above other world offers, but we're getting closer. But the point was the Black Sea has held steady, and they've dominated world trade. In corn at the Gulf, $305 a ton offered. That's down 25 from the previous week. At the PNW, we're at 325, which was down 10. Ukraine was down 5 at 250. Argentina down 5 at 280. Brazil down 10 at 285. In soybeans at the Gulf, $580 a ton. That's down 5 from the previous week. Argentina is down 20 at 570. Brazil is down 20 at 580. So getting pressure all over the place, whether corn or soybeans. Soybeans here in the United States pretty much held steady, you know, which is in futures anyway, being up 2 for the week despite the pressure in corn and wheat. In soybeans, we're seeing a lot of demand step up for biofuel, biodiesel in particular. For ethanol, it has the feel of a market that, you know, we're looking at a drop in gasoline consumption, so by default, you're going to see a drop in ethanol consumption. Production has been aggressive over these last few months, so stocks are starting to build, and we're probably going to start to see ethanol production decline as well. So that leans heavily on the corn market as well. In weather news, we're looking at Argentina having a much better shot at some rains here over the next week or so. That is going to be a huge help to them. They've been dry for months, and it certainly hurt their wheat crop, but now they're getting into the summer crops, and it has continued to be on the dry side. They've had pockets of rain over the last month or so, but now it looks like some more generalized rains probably on the horizon. That's going to get farmers back in the field for corn and soybean seeding. Got a railroad strike that has been averted. That was putting the scare into the grain trade. Of course, much of our product moves by rail, and with the low Mississippi River levels, rail was kind of the go-to transportation route. It's just too expensive to take it by truck any long distance. So rail was it, and you know, the threat of a strike was a big deal, but that has appears to be averted. So, and of course, OPEC has decided to leave their oil production basically unchanged. That has supported crude oil here. That would offer some support to the biofuel crops of corn and soybeans. But the near-term momentum is certainly down for wheat and corn. Soybeans are wanting to stabilize, wanting to take a look at the higher side. But you have to wonder how long soybeans can sustain upward momentum, considering the massive crop that's expected to come out of Brazil for both corn and soybeans. Got to get past the hump. You know, we're in the early part of the growing season yet, but boy, growing conditions just look great for Brazil. So I think that's coming around the corner. You know, unless you have a sudden change in the weather patterns, you know, you're going to look at a huge corn and bean crop coming out of South America here in just a few months. That would certainly lean on U.S. markets as well. So short term, you know, we should be finding a low here pretty soon for wheat. Normally, right around Thanksgiving, we carve out a low. It's extending a little bit. We just barely jabbed out the August low in Chicago wheat on Friday, and then the market closed just barely above that low. So we haven't quite given, we haven't quite found a solid buy signal yet, but, you know, hovering around that low, if the market can continue to hold that low, then I think we have found probably a short-term bottom. I would look for the markets to start to rally, probably if nothing more than just a short covering rally into the Christmas time frame. And then after the first, I think you're going to see a wave of grain selling for both corn and wheat, probably soybeans as well, but mostly corn and beans, which you've seen very little farmer selling, in particular corn. I think for tax reasons, they're waiting till after the first of the year. You know, it's I would expect that you'll see some cash pressure, and that'll spill over to, you know, hedge pressure into the futures for the first couple weeks of January. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.